USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump headed to Georgia Saturday night for a rally to support Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in their runoff elections. He told supporters in Valdosta, Georgia, that the January runoffs are the most important senatorial elections in the country's history.
We're gathered here tonight to ensure, a very important word, ensure, because these are two great, great people that I know so well and respected by everybody in Washington and beyond, that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler win the most important congressional runoff probably in American history. I really believe that. But there's never been a case where a state has had this prominence on Senate races because they're never together. And this is something that's very important, and you have to get out and you have to vote.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Two are arrested for trying to derail trains and endanger the public. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Two Bellingham, Washington women are accused of terrorism after a shunt was placed on train tracks in Whatcom County, an act that could cause a train to derail or decouple, endangering the public, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. That DOJ press release describes how a shunt disrupts the low-level electrical current on the tracks and can disable various safety measures. Ellen Brennan Reich is 23 years old and Samantha Francis Brooks is 27. The two were arrested on the BNS SF railway tracks near Bellingham and charged with a terrorist attack and other violence against a railroad. There have been 41 incidents involving shunts since January 2020 in Washington State. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
There were at least 10 different occasions where shunts were placed on the track near enough to a roadway to potentially cause crossing signal and crossing arm malfunctions, including failure to block traffic when a train was oncoming. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Puerto Rico will lock down on Sundays and close marinas for the holidays. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Puerto Rico's governor says they have to pause to save lives and announced stricter measures to fight COVID. Governor Wanda Vasquez tightened an ongoing curfew with businesses now ordered closed at 8:30 p.m. and no one allowed on streets from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. except essential workers. Only gas stations, pharmacies, grocery stores, and hardware stores will be allowed to open on Sundays, though restaurants can offer delivery or carryout. And alcohol sales is banned from Saturdays at 5 a.m. until Mondays at 5 a.m. The measure runs from December 7 to January 7, the height of Puerto Rico's holiday season, with beaches to remain closed except to those doing exercise. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
When the NBA season begins later this month, players will be subject to new coronavirus restrictions. The league's new set of rules bars players and staff from going to bars, lounges, clubs, public gyms and pools, or larger indoor gatherings with more than 15 people while in their home cities. On the road, the players will only be allowed to leave their hotels to dine at outdoor venues or league-approved restaurants. Players reported for training camps this week where 48 of 546 players tested positive for the virus. The season is scheduled to begin on December 22nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.